Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Let me hear it again. Say it. I didn't hear you.
Happy Sabbath.
All right. Did you wake up happy this morning? Doesn't sound. Did you wake up happy this morning?
I just wake up lazy.
Okay. All right.
But I just wake up at the morning and sneak my mom.
I woke up on the floor.
Well, so I kind of get the impression you don't wake up already dressed for church and ready to go, do you? What's one thing you have to do when you wake up in the morning?
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth, yeah.
Eat breakfast,
yeah.
Do your chores.
Chores, okay. The thing I'm trying to get at is you usually have to wake up and get yourselves ready, right? Get your bodies ready for church. There's important things, but do we have to wash our eyes when we wake up in the morning? We kind of have that gunk in our eyes you sometimes wake up with. Well, it's important to understand how we have to get our bodies ready. Coming to church, going to school, things like that. So let's look at our body. Let's just think about how God made our bodies, okay? Let's look first at what first? The eyes. What is so important about our eyes? What are our eyes good for?
So we can see and not run into a tree.
There you go. Yeah, anything else? What are your eyes good for? You can see? Can you see way at the end of the church? Who do you see by the door up there, back there?
I saw something like Brother Philip.
Brother Philip, yeah. See him at the end? So who do you see sitting right here? Who is this?
Mr. Bond.
So you can see far away and you can see up close. So your eyes are so good for seeing things. How can we serve God with our eyes? Do you know? How can we serve God with our eyes? You forgot? Huh? No? How about reading His Word? Yeah, we could read His Word. Eyes are important. Look at our eyelashes. What are our eyelashes good for? Do you know? Look at those beautiful eyelashes. Do you know?
I think you could wink from it.
Yeah, you can wink. Wink at someone with your eyes. That's good. Yeah. Do facial expressions, you know. I love that wink. Yeah, eyelashes are good to keep the dirt and the debris out of our eyes. When something's coming close to our eyes, our lashes feel it first, and immediately we close our eyes. Instinctively, the body knows how to do that. So God is amazing, isn't He? How He gave us eyelashes for this.
Like this.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What's next?
Nose.
Our nose.
What is important about our nose?
We could smell cake.
Amen to that. Yeah.
You can breathe from the air.
Right. You can breathe fresh air. Yeah. Is this a good way to serve God? Maybe get outside and smell the fresh air? Yeah, with nature.
We need to breathe thousands of times.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So it's important that we do that. Oh, let's go. But you can go. Sometimes we want to go even do this with our noses. But what about our ears? What about our ears? What is important about our ears?
We could listen you in the microphone and our voices when we sing.
Absolutely.
Listen to the bird singing, tweet, tweet.
Tweet, yes. Listen to the sermon at church. Listen to our Sabbath school teachers. Is that very important in serving Jesus? Yeah, our ears, very important to serve Him in this way. So ears, what about this? Our mouth.
You can talk like I'm talking.
Absolutely.
You can eat ice cream.
Yes, you can. Are our mouths very important? Yeah. How is it important that we use our mouths for Jesus? How important is that?
Spread the word of God.
So spread the word of God. Spread the word. Yes. Very, very important. So our mouths are very important. There are so many important parts of our body that God made. And, of course, we do want to eat a good meal, a healthy meal, and use our mouths like that. But it is important to spread the word. All right, what about our backs? Stand up. I want everybody to stand up. Let me see your back. I want you to stretch your arms way up. Okay. Now I want you to move from this side to this side.
You can stretch.
You can stretch. Bend forward. Okay. Our backs. Why are our backs so important? No?
I don't know.
Well, our backs are important. They support our head, our shoulders, our arms, and what else?
If you didn't have a back, you couldn't use your feet.
That's right. Everything is connected through our spine. From our brain to our feet, our spine is the channel that connects everything, and the messages go through. All right, you can sit down. So our backs are important. It's important that you can bend. Who can do the back bend like this? No, I could do it once, and then I'd be going to the hospital, but that would be one time only. Yeah, so our backs are very important. All right, our hands. Show me your hands. Show me your hands. What is so good about our hands?
We could touch things, and you could help your mom, and when you have no hands, you can't touch anything. You can't carry it.
That's right. It's more difficult if you didn't, yeah?
You could turn the page in the Bible.
Absolutely. Yes.
You can pet dogs.
You can pet dogs. Yes, your hands probably do so many things, right? Yes, and we do things that with our hands, lifting, carrying things, working.
And counting.
Counting, yes. And when you run out of hands, you go to your toes for counting. So yes, you can use your hands for so many things. Yeah. So our hands are extremely important in our service to Jesus, isn't it? So what's next? What comes after the hands? Of course, you've hold. Our hands do many other things in praying as well. What's next? Feet. Feet. Feet are very important. How are feet important?
We can walk.
You can walk.
You can feel your body.
That's right.
We could feel the ground.
Yes, you walk barefooted on the ground.
You can put on your fancy shoes.
That's right. You can put some fancy shoes on your feet. Yes. That's right. I mean, you can really dress those feet up, can't you? Yeah. So feet are fun, aren't they? And you can paint your toenails. And I have my granddaughter's already 2 and a half, and she's already going to the salon getting her nails done. So.
Don't say the disgusting part of the body is the butts.
Oh, okay. We won't say that part. You know, feet are good for walking in the sand, you know, and enjoying the enjoying creation. So, all parts of the body, you know, everything is very important that we understand.
I think the last one is the heart. You can beat your heart, and I forgot.
Heart is extremely important, isn't it? It's a very important part of the body. All these parts of the body, do they belong to us? This whole body that God gave us, from our eyes to our feet, our hands, who made that?
God.
God did. God made that. So I have another question. As important as these parts are, do they belong to you? Does your body belong to you? That's a trick question, isn't it? Does it or does it not?
Does.
It does? Does it belong to you?
Yes.
Okay. Who made it?
God, so it belongs to Him.
It belongs to Him. So if our bodies belong to God, are we borrowing this body or do we own it?
We're borrowing.
We are borrowing this body. This body does not belong to us. We are borrowing this body. So He's loaned it out to us. So if someone loans something out to you, do you take good care of it or do you trash it?
Take good care of it.
You take good care of it. How do we take good care of our bodies? If it belongs to God, it doesn't belong to us. How do we take good care of our bodies?
Exercise.
Exercise. How else?
Eating healthy food.
Eating healthy food. How else? How else do we take care of this body?
We don't smoke or drink or eat unclean food.
There you go. You're right. We don't smoke, don't drink, don't do things put in our bodies that is not healthy. Yes. Even like you were saying, reading the word. It's important to our spiritual part of our body too. So let's all understand. Stand up. I want to see your feet. All right. I want you to hop up and down. Show me how you can hop up and down. All right. March in place. Let's march in place. Okay. How does it feel when you move your body? Do you feel free? Do you feel like you can do stuff with your body? You can just do anything you want. Remember always to have control over what we do with our bodies that God gave us. Now, I want everyone, can you hand me that by the paper? Okay. Instead of one person saying a prayer, we're going to go ahead and say this all together, a closing prayer with, okay, and I want to hear you say it out loud. Okay, Valerie, would you stand up? Let's all stand up and say this little prayer. All right. Lord, use my eyes to read your word and see your holy face. Lord, use my ears to hear you speak. Use my nose to smell the sweet fragrance of your love. To smell the sweet fragrance of your love. Use my mouth to tell the story of Jesus. Use my back to bend your ways and not my own. Use my hands to be faithful to do your work. Use my feet to go where you want me to go. My body belongs to you. Amen. All right. Thank you, guys.